Welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today. As we had the head coach of UW on, Al Edwards, we get the head coach at LCCC joining us, Jason Ficca. And Coach, I know you get bored by me asking the question because I ask you the same question every time we sit down together, and the question is, how's recruiting going? It's just simply for the fact that in my mind, I know of at least 4 to 5 spots that you're probably looking to fill here for the upcoming basketball season. So, question again, how's recruiting coming along?
Well, it's coming, and some, like everything, we're not in a huge hurry. We have top 5 scorers all returning, so we can be pretty selective right now. This time last year, we knew we had 2 guys returning, and we had to gobble up as many guys as we could get, but we're going to be pretty focused and directed exactly what we need, what holes we have to fill for next year's team. So last year we knew we needed some of everything, so it was just grab them while they're hot. But we've been out there. We've signed a couple players, Colorado kids that we think will be nice additions. Caleb Davis is a power forward out of Grand Junction. And then Braden Schlitt is a combo guard with some size, about a 6'4 combo guard out of Brighton, Colorado. So those are the 2 signees so far. We really need to focus our attention right now on getting some more size. Right now, on paper, the only post we have back is David Appelgren, and his status is still up in the air whether he'll be back or not. Being a qualifier, he's still getting recruited. So we're hopeful that he'll be back for us, but it's up in the air.
What is the cutoff day for David Appelgren or any other player for the Golden Eagles squad that you have up until this date to make a decision, or you're sticking with LCCC?
Well, I don't think there's I have not placed a hard date, and there really is no hard date other than probably when we get close to summer school. You know, if we're going to commit to resources for summer school for our players, then obviously we need them to commit to us, and vice versa. So anybody that's going to take one of our players to the next level, they're going to want them there for summer school as well. So that's probably, we probably have about a month here when the semester ends. That's when we kind of know. That's what we've talked to David about, is at some point, yes, you should explore your options, but at some point, if you don't get what you want, you need to be willing to shut it down, because there'll be people still call in June and July. But that's a situation we don't want to get into, where we've been thinking for half the summer that we got David back, and here it is 4th of July, he tells us he's moving on, and I don't know if we can find a replacement in July or August for a 7-footer.
But even though in this offseason, though, we talk about size, obviously David's got the height, but something that we talked with Coach Alan Edwards, where he addressed the issue, and something you've addressed as well too, whether it's on pregame, postgame, or even doing the coach's show, is kind of getting bigger, stronger, faster with these players. This offseason, I mean, have you hit the ground running with your team, or at least kind of encourage them to hit the weight room, get into conditioning, all that fun stuff to kind of bulk up for the potential next season?
We've been more active and more focused on that this off season than I can remember. We're doing a lot of speed, agility, quickness training with our guys, also strength training. That's the bulk of the time we're spending together in our off season workouts. It's not on basketball specific stuff. We're doing some of that, but it's mostly speed, agility, quickness, and strength training. We all need that. It's interesting, you know, especially David Appelgren. That's, we're really working on him, of getting flexibility in his lower extremities, but then also once he gets flexible down there, he has to get some strength down there. Like, his range of motion in his lower body is pretty limited, and when he does get beyond his comfortable range of motion, there's not a lot of power there. So we're focusing pretty hard on that for everybody, but especially him. He lacks it the most for a guy at his position.
You know, let's talk about the recruiting process. Like I mentioned with Coach Edwards, you know, 300-plus schools in NCAA, and then you got Division II. And, again, all trying to court, you know, the top freshmen to come to your school. And, again, too, here comes the JUCOs into play. And, again, you know, good products here in Region 9 North as well as South across the U.S. How tough is it? And you can, you know, you've been in this coaching business a long time. How tough is it to go out and get that freshman player to come to Cheyenne and learn and LCCC?
Well, you know, LCCC in Cheyenne offers a lot, I think, to kids. When you talk about community college or junior college towns, this is a pretty good one. This is a pretty good situation. Our proximity to a major airport, our proximity to a metropolitan center, and then the size of our community in itself. That and this is why I tell recruits all the time, and I probably said it on this show, hey, most towns in our region, most JUCO towns have McDonald's and Subway. We got Chili's and Applebee's and Buffalo Wild Wings and Foot Locker. You know, we have some stuff that your average 18 to 20 year old kid wants to see in our community. You don't have to drive to it. So, you know, it's not that tough of a sell once we get kids over. Oftentimes, if they're not from this region, one, you have to say Wyoming. You know, most kids, you know, if you're from the East Coast, West Coast, California, wherever, you probably never imagine that you'd live in Wyoming.
It's even tougher, those international ones of you wonder with David of, you know, from Stockholm, Sweden, of Wyoming, what is that? Where is that even at in the U.S.? Is that even a real state?
Right. But once we get them oriented that way, and then, you know, get them over the climate hump, depending on where they're coming from. If they're coming from a cold weather climate, then it's not a big deal. The climate usually hasn't been a problem. We've had kids from Florida here that you know, wore shorts year round and seemed to survive. So there's a lot to sell here. So that's not the tough part. Filtering through the junior college recruiting is a little different. You know, in ways it's probably easier than the Division I level, and in ways it's harder. There's challenges in both levels of recruiting. So one of the things that we struggle with is we don't have the staff and the resources to get to know kids as well as, you know, your average Division I can, you know, be recruiting these kids for 2 or 3 years, and they have, you know, 2 or 3 assistants. That's primarily what they do. You know, we oftentimes take kids on our team on faith a little bit. We don't know a whole lot about their personality or their character.
You don't have the luxury of an in-home visit like Coach Edwards was speaking.
Well, we could if we wanted to commit our resources there. But, you know, our resources are pretty limited in recruiting, and so we have to be very focused with how we use those dollars. So, we can bring you on an official visit, and we can pay for that, but if we do that, we better get you. we can't afford to swing and miss very often in recruiting with our limited personnel and limited resources. So, you know, that's the biggest thing for us, is we end up taking a lot of kids without a whole lot of knowledge. You know, we just haven't had a chance to really develop deep relationships with kids over a period of time. It's kind of quick and dirty, and you know, I like you, you like me, I hear you're a good kid, we saw some video, we saw you play a couple times, hey, what do you think, let's do this.
Well, and here we are in 2019, and obviously I've asked you this at least a few times about the technology portion, where again you have that option to Skype or video chat with any of these players. But you know, you talk about money limitations on the JUCO side, whether it is LCCC or any other JUCO across the nation. But I mean, how much of that technology could you take advantage of, where okay, we can't spend this money to go down to see you at home, whether you're in Colorado, Utah, or wherever it may be. You can't come up here for whatever reason. Is it something, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek for you, Coach, but is it something where you could grab an iPad and just kind of go, here, let's tour the school as you visualize with me, and then sit in for a video conference with him and his parents? I mean, is that something in actuality or something that you could possibly do?
Well, certainly. We you know, phone recruiting is a big part of what we do, and social media recruiting is a big part of what we do. So there's a lot of digital recruiting. You know, there's all kinds of different video sharing sites, you know, from YouTube to Huddle. And I mean, we could run down a laundry list of, but you can go on YouTube and search, you know, search players and search and find a lot there, more than you need to find. So there's plenty of things digitally to either phone or internet or iPad. You know, we do a lot of it, and that's very valuable to us and makes it a lot easier to do our jobs. It's really tedious, you know, even 10 years ago when you had to, you know, get DVDs from a player. Hey, would you send me some video? And, you know, you got to watch a whole DVD, and, you know, that was tedious. So yes, this kind of instant upload it to the internet is fantastic.
I wonder if the sophomore class under his, at least under your tutelage, even knows what a DVD is at this point.
Well, we bring DVDs on the bus to
work. Oh, I guess I forget about that. Yeah. I would assume that they just go, hey, it's on the screen.
We're talking with Jason Fick, head coach at LCCC. Coach, you know, you have a couple of Europeans that'll be returning, hopefully. Yeah. Mateo Zubko, along with David Appelgren. And again, with the JUCOs especially, and I've noticed this too, and I've had this conversation with Brian as well. Are we seeing a bigger influx to the junior college system of basketball with the Europeans and those from other foreign countries that want to come to the U.S. to play basketball and further their education, so to speak?
I don't,
more than the four-year schools.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't sit there and quote you statistics. It's significant. The interest in coming to the United States to play and go to school at the same time is very attractive, because there's very few, and maybe the U.S. and Canada are the only systems of higher ed in the world that have basically school-sponsored athletics. So if you might be attending college in a European country and then also playing on some semi-professional club, but has no affiliation to the school. So, you know, that's a big draw. I mean, I think there's a big draw in coming to the U.S., period, whether you're an athlete or not. But then when you throw the chance for those kids to play and go to school at the same time, where they don't really have that convenient option in a lot of countries, it's pretty attractive. So we've had a lot of international kids. We obviously have been international, pretty international heavy over the years here. We're trying to move a little bit away from it. Just economics of it are getting more challenging for us. You know, I would love it if I were the thing I love about, say, the Division I level recruiting is you just give a scholarship. And they have 13 of them, and I don't have that. I have a dollar figure and basically a salary cap, and that salary cap doesn't equal 15 full scholarships, which are max. So, and essentially this year, tuition is going to cost us more. So dollars are shrinking a little bit. So, you know, the out-of-state player, the international player is more expensive. So we've tried to focus our recruiting a little bit more on the Western United States, where kids get a tuition break, and we can spread our dollars a little bit further. So
head coach and accountant as well. Yeah. Out there at LCCC.
It's kind of like being a GM in the professional. You got to manage your salary cap, and it's really similar. In football, quarterbacks cost the money. Well, in junior college basketball, big guys cost the money. You know, finding 6'10", 7-footers, they're going to cost you more than 6-footers. 6-footers are more common. You can, you know, maybe usually get that with maybe less than a full scholarship. So there's those challenges of money and resources. And, you know, I would love it if I just had, here's your scholarships. Don't worry about what scholarships.
Here's infinite money. Yeah. Have fun.
Don't worry about what a scholarship costs. You have this many of them. But that's not the way my financial aid is delivered to me to disperse.
We're going to take a time out. We're going to come back, and we're going to have more of our conversation with head coach Jason Fick after these words here on 1480 KRA.